All right, a good davar. We're middle actually of Sif Yud. Talks about if someone's chavel kelim harbi, if he takes to the mashkin a number of kelim, he could be chayv al kol kli v'kli. And even if there are two kelim which are mechubarim zeh lazeh, like scissors, we discussed rechaim v'rechev, which is a pasuk, it's learned out from there, or tzemed bakar. If it's an item, even two kelim that function together, it's mishtamish and they make malach achas, still you're going to be over two lavim, both for the rechaim and the rechev, or both halves of the scissor, both knives of the scissor, you're going to be over a lav for each one. That's the mechab over here. Just wanted to go into a number of what we discussed last week. We discussed all different things, how to break up, how do we magdir these things, why we chayiv two. I mean, if you have a coffin maker, it should be chayiv 100. Is it going to be hayitachin because it has 100 different parts to it? How you be magdir? And we discussed a number of different suggestions. I would like to revisit it. And I saw that perhaps you could learn a whole different pshat, a whole different hagdara, and how do you know how many lavim you over? Rashi in the sugya over there, when it talks about that you over two, and the Gemara gives two examples, one is scissors and one is temed baka, Rashi says that the scissors were made out of misparaim hein shel prokim. Each, they were made out of prokim. They were two distinct units. V'chocha kli ba'pi nafshe. And each half, each knife of this scissor is considered a kli ba'pi nafshe. Now, why did Rashi say hein shel prokim? What did Rashi mean that the hein shel prokim? L'choy, what Rashi means to tell you is, it's not that just it started out as two individual pieces, two individual knives, and they were put together, nailed together, screwed together. It's obvious scissors are two parts. I mean, otherwise, how would it move? How would you be able to cut with it? It's obvious every scissor is talking about that they started off shel prokim. Nevertheless, what he means to say, shel prokim means that the lashon we find all over Shas, and the Rechazal, when you say shel prokim, it means it's still shel prokim. That means even though right now they're attached, but they're oimid to be detached. You could very easily take them apart. They're shel prokim, like the Gemara says, shel chulias. It's prokim that you could detach them. It's because even though they happen to right now be mishtamish molacha, because they right now, let's say, are screwed together or somehow they join together, but it's easily detachable. Not only is it easy detachable, it's pashas, it means that it's is detachable, not that you could detach it. Vaisois, maybe the noig was that they used to attach it when they needed to do the malacca. When they didn't need to do the malacca, they detached them.
You don't have such scissors, usually in the kitchen. I think they still make
it. Yeah, you have such scissors that you attached. You put together and somehow they attach together and you could cut with them. And then when you finish, you take them apart. So they're shel prokim. And Gradu Rashi says the same thing by Tzemen Boker, they're shel prokim. So kum dois, if that's a pshat, that's what Rashi means to say. Because they are shel prokim, because you have their shel prokim, that's why each one has a cheshivas bifnei asmei, each one is a kli bifnei asmei. I want to give you a dugma, Baruch Hashem, I found the dugma, the Gemara, there's a brayis in Shabbos, nun chesam mit beis. The brayis says, mispiris shel prokim, it's mispiris, which is a form of, it's a type of a scissor, they're different types, but mispiris shel prokim. And Rashi over there explains, what does it mean, mispar shel prokim? Same lashon shel prokim. Sheshnei sakinim shalom mispardin. Both of its knives are mispardin, are taken apart. You could take the two halves of this scissor apart. And the Gemara continues over there, that Dvar Torah, this is a Gzeris Chachamah, but Dvar Torah, Kol's man, it's b'shas the malacha, while the mispiris is doing the malacha, so now they're supposed to be attached to each other. Then if you matama one, it's considered a chibul atuma for both parts because they serve and they function as one kli. And if you matar them, then like a hazah on one, it's hazah on the whole kli because right now they're functioning as one. But if it's shalai b'shas malacha, if right now it's not at the time of the malacha, then they're considered two distinct kalim zakrashi, even if they're still attached to each other, because they don't need to be attached to each other. They're not supposed to be attached to each other, because it's not peshas malacha. And therefore, if you metama one half, the other half will not be tamei. And if you metar, you make hazon one half, the other half won't be have hazon on it, because considered shalai peshas malacha is two distinct kalim, because it's your prokamin, they're supposed to be taken apart. B'shas malacha, that states in the Gemara that for tumah and taira it's considered one, because b'shas malacha they serve as one function. But for us, b'negei to our halacha, that's the chiddush akor rechaim v'rechivim b'shas malacha, even though they serve as one function, but nevertheless does state in the Torah that yichayev two lavim, because yichayev are called kli b'kli. But what makes them distinct? It makes them distinct because shoprakim hang, because they are detachable. They're supposed to be detached. That's not how it says. One second. And the Rashi in Beya, on Lamed Hei Omer Beis, says, Kemat the same thing. Rashi in Beya over there says, Zug shel misparayim. I'm talking about a scissors. Zug shel misparayim. Zug Rashi, Yesh len chulyas. They have different parts to it. Uperkin oisan zemizeh. And you could take apart each knife, one from the other. A zug shel misparayim, in the times of Gemara, was shoprakim hein. Or at least that's what the zug we're talking about, Zug Rashi. It's zug shoprakim. That's what makes it distinct. And Baruch Hashem, I found the Meiri. The Meiri says the same thing. L'chayra. The Meiri says in Koftezvav Amir Aleph, his lashon is zug shel saparim. The heim shoprakim. They are detachable. They're two items that they have different parts to it. Add their shoprakim. Add shekol achas kari kli b'fnatzmai. Their shoprakim to the extent that therefore we call each one, we view each one as a kli b'fnatzmai. If that's the case, like you pointed out, if that's the case, so let's now flesh this out. So the scissors we're talking about are scissors which are totally detachable and were detachable. So kumtois, bismaneno, let's say you'll have scissors that are not detachable, they're screwed together, and they're not supposed to be taken apart, and they're generally not taken apart, then even though the two halves of the scissors sort of function by himself, you can move one from the other, they're considered only one keli. Not like what I said last week. It's considered only one keli. Right? So, come to us, a big chiddush. When the Mechaber says, v'afilu shnei kelim v'mchom yachad, lasus behem alok as kumayam misparayim shegoyz mehem yerek, it's talking about a misparayim shoprakim. But if it's not shoprakim, if it's like our scissors, then you're only going to be over one love. Oh, so come to us by a coffee machine that it's not aimed to be taken apart. They're screwed together to stay there. Leman yamdu yomem rabim. So it's not shoprakim hein. Then you can only be over one, unless God, the coffee machines come with a vessel that holds the water. That is detachable. So you'd be over two, one for the machine and one for that cup that holds the water, let's say. Some machines have that holding the grinding stuff. Good, depending on the machine that you have. But you're not going to be over 100. You can be over 1, 2, 3 taps, depending how many parts are detachable, supposed to be detachable. But more than that, you're not going to be over. So the kumtois, that's a gewaltige lechera cheshbon here. That's not like wild. Now that they're made to stay together, it's only considered one. We're talking about dafka shoprakim hein.
This is the same halacha by mashkin, the same way you split up the kelim the same way by mashkinis.
The mashkin.
Take a scissor like this, and you
over
two times.
Oh, like Savel Besai? Excellent kasha. We're going to get to it soon. Gevaldik.
Okay,
1 second. We'll get to it. About. Fine. So, kumtois, it's a big chiddush, Rabbi Besai, but look, that's just state in the Rishonim. It's Rashi, Meir, and the other Rishonim also say they were talking about Shoprakim Hein. And by Tzemet Shobok, it's the same thing. It's Shoprakim Hein. They had two distinct yokes, and you attach the two yokes together to now have a Tzemet Baka plowing your field together. It's two parts, and they are detachable, so therefore they're considered two distinct kelim. That's one gewaldige chiddush l'chayah b'dashteit. To take it a step further, David would like to suggest, is that even, let's say, you'll have something which is detachable. Let's say you have a scissor that is detachable, and let's say there are three parts to it. There's the two knives, and there's the screw. So you're going to be over for the screw as well. The rechaim v'rechev, that was detachable. So you have the rechaim and rechev, but then something attached to it. You're going to be over for some screw or some mechanism that kept the two together. So Yitachain, I hear the story, Yitachain, he suggested that without giving it the cheshivus, because it's a kli b'fnei'atzo, because when it's detached, it has a kli b'fnei'atzo, so even though now that it's attached, but we reckon each one separate. When it's detached, when I look at it, so when I look at the rechaim, I know the rechaim needs a rechav. When I look at the rechav, I know the rechav needs a rechaim. When I look at the screw needs a rechaim and a rechav. The screw is aimed to attach rechaim v'rechav, just like it's aimed to attach a scissor, and it's aimed to attach my bike, and it's aimed to attach a lot of things. The screw is miyukadik, a screw just for the scissors. If it isn't, then I hear. But if it's a screw, and if the screw is not more miyukad for this than anything else, so meikatetz, maybe it's not a klei yakol nefesh. I thought it's a kli, but what gives it its chashivas to be considered a klei yakol nefesh? If each part be'etzem is for functioning, for making, producing food, oichel nefesh, processing food. So then each one is a clay oichel nefesh, and what makes it distinct one another, because they're detachable. But the screw b'fnei atzmei has no shaykes to the oichel nefesh, but it's only when it's attached. Attached doesn't give it a chashivas akli. It's only, the chashivas akli comes because it's detachable. That detachable, when it's in the detached form, that's not oichel nefesh. It's not oimid for oichel nefesh more than it's oimid for anything else. So maybe it loses its shame of clay oichel nefesh. That's why berechaim v'rechev, you only over for the rechaim v'rechev. For the scissors, you're only over for the two sakinim of the scissors. More than that, not. I'm not loved after there was a screw by those scissors. I don't know the metzias. But if there was a screw, Kanzan, you wouldn't be over for the screw, because that screw is not aimed for oichel nefesh more than it's aimed for any other kli that you need a screw for. Correct. We had a barzel, we had the galgalim and the seiviv. Yeah, those things, the chayr, are meyuchid for rechaim. So the seiviv lechayr is, I don't have a great teretz for that, unless the seiviv was attached to the rechaim or to the rechev. If it was attached to one, let's say the seiviv was tied and screwed together to rechaim. So then what's detachable is the rechev is detachable from this base, the rechaim with its seiviv. So then you'd only be able two, one for the rechaim, one for the rechev, but not another one for the seiviv, because the seiviv was attached. So I don't know that, maybe that's the teretz, I don't know. But at least we're minimizing the damage. It's that it's not 100 lavim for a coffee machine. No, it's 1, 2, 3. It's only for the detachable items. And Kenzan, even the screws, which are not oymid lekach, you wouldn't be oymid. All right. Fine. Let's move on to another thing. Last week I discussed the concept that in order to be oymid klei yechol nefesh, it doesn't have to be that this thing is being used right now by the loiva, and it doesn't have to be something that's standard used 24/7. Lamosh, when it says Hayilo Chamisha Rechayim, as long as he occasionally and consistently uses all five of them, then you're not allowed to take any one of the five. Every one of the five is considered a Klei Yechol Nefesh. I want to bring you a raya. I saw there's a Sefer Tiferes Yerushalayim on Mishnayos on Perek Tes Mishnah Yud Gimel Ois Ayin Ches. He says the following: what would be if the loiva had a klei yechol nefesh already as a pikodin by the malva for some other reason? He parked it there by the malva, and now the malva would like to chap that kli b'tayris mashkin. Is the malva going to be over klei yechol nefesh? I'm the malva. I have your keli anyway by me as a pikodin, and now I won't give it back to you because I want to withhold it as a mashkin. Will I be over this lav of layakba rechaim v'rechev? Because I'm now taking it as a mashkin. I'm changing it from a pikodin into a mashkin, and it's a klei yechol nefesh. A lechayy should be over the lav. So he says, b'yad malva v'enu reitzel lagziray takas over belois. I say you're over a lav. And if you look the shan mishpat over here, then the sif cotton bays. Talking about a similar story, it also comes out with the same maskana, that you're going to be over the lav. Fine, not a chiddush, l'chayit makes sense. But I have a different kasha. Till now, Vaisis, the loiva wasn't using it. If it was begotten by me, it was sitting dormant by me, so the loiva wasn't using it. So why am I over the lav? It's not a klei yechol nefesh. The loiva is not using it. One of the dinim to be a klei yechol nefesh, it has to be used. It has to be used for eichel nefesh. Not it could be used for eichel nefesh. It has to be used for eichel nefesh. So it's not being used right now. The loiva is not using it. So why am I over the lav?
Well, it could be Rashi with the Rav that this shows. But then, how could anyone else?
So
you use it once a week, once a month.
So I'm proving this nekuda that you see that l'chay hinem dan also, that it's enough as long as he uses it once a week, once a month, as long as he uses it whatever is considered steady, that's considered ready klei yechol nefesh. He doesn't have to use a constant. Let's say he gave it to me for a week, and next week he plans on taking it back and doing another milling. So that's fine. So it's still klei yechol nefesh. He's not using this week. He doesn't have to use it this week. He doesn't have to use it constantly. He just has to kasei the use it. Means every once in a while he uses it. That's already considered klei yechol nefesh. And therefore, if I withhold such a pekodin, then I'll talk about over the lav. I understand, but what? He's only saying the chiddush b'negeit the pagodim, but b'negeit to use the shteit in the magaba, that if he's not using, then you'll have to take the rest. So obviously he's talking about where the loiva uses it from time to time. Good, also fine. It's fine. But that means he still plans on using this clay. When he comes back, he's going to take it back. That's all. I'm just bringing you a raya again to this. You say you don't have to mamish use it constantly. All right.
necessarily have to hold this Osapo. I'm just preventing you from getting it. I'm not going to bolt it from you.
For right now, I'm taking as a Kenyan. I'm taking as a Mashkin. I don't want to be a Kaifa Bibikodin. I'm a Gazan for Bibikodin. I want to take it as a Mashkin. So I make a Kenyan in it and I have a Kenyan Mashkin in it.
But I just don't give it back to you.
I'm a Gazan. Terry says, I'm not just not giving it. I want to take it as for the Chayv. I want to take it as a Mashkin. So I'm now doing a Kenyan Mashkin in it. So then I'll be over this love. All right. Fine. Let's go back to the Mechaba. So the Mechaba has a Chiddush, Kova Kalim Harbish, Elecha Nevish Chayva called Kliva Kli. And if it's two Kalim that serve one purpose, you also over two Lavim. I just want to point out that really there are two distinct Chiddushim here in this Mechaba. It's not Stam, it's a big Chiddush here. L'moshel. If I tell a Noza, I'll tish the Yayin. And he drinks and drinks and drinks and drinks, he only gets one malchus. But if I give him a hasra between each drinking, then the hasra is a machalkus, then every mice that he does is another lav, and he gets many malchus. Same thing if I tell somebody, don't eat chalev. And he eats chalev of an aes, and chalev of a shor, and chalev of one animal after the other. But I only gave him one hasra, even though there are many different types of chalev, but still one lav in the Torah called chalev. So if he's only over one lav. If I give him many asra'is, then asra'is and machakas. But Kozman, only give one asra', he's only going to be over one lav. Even if he's a bevazakas. I tell him, don't eat chaleb, and eat six chizeis and mechaleb bevazakas, because he only gets one lav. It's one malchus. He did something terrible, but maybe he said this six times as bad, six lav. But malchus, he's only going to get one malchus because he had one asra on one lav in the Torah called not eating chalev or not drinking wine or whatever it is. And doshtet faket, that is the chiddush akrab rechaim verechev, that even if I give him one asra, and he takes as a mashkin bevazachas both the rechaim and the rechev, he's going to be over two lavim, and he's going to be over two malkis, one for yachlo rechaim and one for yachlo rechev. He's going to get two malkis, even though it's one asra. Nishay shaitan taisis and all the rishayim. The next chiddush is that okay, fine. We know that you could be over on two kalim even with one asra. The second chiddush is that even if the two kalim serve as one purpose, it's a rechaim v'rechev that have one function. Still, that's considered two kalim, and again, he'll be over two malkis. But be'etzim, Rabbi said this. Even the ratio of the mechab is another chiddush. That is chayv akol kli v'kli is also a chiddush. That even though you have one lav, you can be chayv akol kli v'kli. L'chayr, there's two chiddushim coming on over here. Sorry? I didn't say I gave him one asra.
How do you know? It doesn't say.
What do you mean, how do I know?
Maybe Taka gave him five asras.
No, if you are given five asras, I don't need a chiddush and a krah. That's partial, I'll be over. Even right, even like Tosis says, even if he takes a rechaim and I give him asra on the next rechaim and he takes it, the next rechaim and he takes it, the next rechaim and he takes it. If I keep on giving asras, then Avadi is going to be over on every single rechaim. So what do you need this chiddush of rechaim v'recha for? So Tosis HaKok is talking about where it's one asra, and nevertheless, you're over two lavim, two malkis, because one for rechaim and one for rechiv. As I state,
the
two rechevs. Two rechevs. He will not be over two. He'll only be over one.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's dafka because it's two kalim. We'll get to that soon. One second. So the chiddush akra is that even though you had one asra, you could be over two malkis for one shot, one bevazakis, you can still, and that's a chiddush over here. So kumtois, the lava liakbar rechaim is different kolat terikul in two chumras. One chumra is that the oiv on each keli, and then the second chumra added on chumra is that even if both kelim function as one, you still oiv two lavim. Okay, doshtet. When it says over here, so now let's take this apart, which you're being familiar. When it says over here, chava kelim harbi shalecha nevesh chayva kol kli v'kli, which kalim are we talking about? Do they have to be distinct kalim or not? Or if I take the same rechaim again, the same rechav again? So the Rambam over here in Perakimel Halacha Gimel says the following logic: Chaval kalim harbe, you took many kalim, shal oichel nefesh, kagoin, shechaval arevo, you took the bowl that they knead with, the yoyre and the pot that they mavasha with, the sakin and the knife that they shecht with, chayv al kol kli v'kli, you chayv on every single kli. That's the Rambam's marshal. You took a Yaira and an Areva and a Sakin, you're going to be over three Lavi, you're going to get three Malkias. Why didn't the Rambam say a bigger Chiddush? You took three Yairis, you took three Sakinim. Why do you have to give you a marshal, a Yaira, an Areva, and a Sakin? If I say this in the Rambam, that you're going to only be over multiple Malkias, multiple Lavin, if you took distinct kelim, different kelim. But if I can't say take the same keli, I will not be over, because this chiddush that we have by Rechaim, that you could be over two malkias with one asra, is only by Rechaim v'rechev, when it's two distinct kelim. Rechaim is not a rechev, and a rechev is not a Rechaim. But if you're going to constantly take the same keli, that's like kalat harikuli. You're only going to be over one lav. That you don't have this chiddush akra. The chiddush akra is when you have two distinct kelim. I'll bring you another right. The sefer mitzvah is even more mufurish. The sefer mitzvah saram and resh membeis in the chinuch and tafkuf pei gimel. Again, when they handle a marshal, they again say, and when you took assortment of kelim, yoyre, areva, sakin, you can be over in each one, and they say it's just like. This is the Chiddush HaKra. It's just like if you mashkin, you're not allowed to take a mashkin for Nalmona. So they say, what happens if you take a mashkin for Nalmona's Ruvain, and then you take another mashkin for Nalmona's Shimon, you take another mashkin for Nalmona's Levi, you're going to be able to three lavim, because it's Gufin Mukhlakin. That's a Klal and Kala Terekulo, that if you have distinct individuals, then even with one Asra, you can be over three times, because three different people. She's an Amana from Reuven, she's an Amana from Shimon, she's an Amana from Levi. That's the Chiddush HaKra by Le'akva Rechaim V'Rechev, that Kalim are also Mechalkim. That if you take distinct Kalim, it's just like taking a beggar from three distinct Amanas. It's mashmad because the Kalim are also distinct, because one's a Rechaim, one's a Rechev, one's a Yair, one's an Areva, and one's a Sakin. But if I constantly take the same one, I will not be over many lavim. And a Minchas Chinuch says it mefurish. The Minchas Chinuch in Tavkuf Pei Gimel in Ois Ches says it bepshitas. Don't quote anyone, says it bepshitas. A Dava Pasha, if you constantly take the same item, you're only going to be over one. That's not the Chiddush HaKra. The Chiddush HaKra is Davka if the Kalim are Machalkim. If you have distinct Kalim, then you can be over individual lavim.
Distinct kelim, just the same shem.
So it's the same shem, so it doesn't have a different kelim. No, gufim machalkim, but kelim are not machalkim, if not for this chiddush hakra. Gufim is machalkim. You have different people. If someone's boiled one eshes ish and boiled another eshes ish, then you have two different distinct things. But if your person does many malachas of yontif, one yontif, and he has one asra natim machal yontif, and he does many different malachas, he's only chayv one. Are you doing different malachas? So what? But Lemais is, he's only doing one lav koilo called yontif. It's a malach and yontif. And he got one asra. He's only over one.
Two sentences are distinct.
Oh, we're going to get to it. 1 second, Balt. Hold on. In Taisis Mavu like that too. Taisim Kuftez Vavim and Aleph says, by Rechaim V'Rechaim, that I just said, what the din of Rechaim V'Rechaim must be talking about one asra, because he said, if talking about two asrais, then even Rechaim V'Rechaim. Vice Tois. That even after the Chiddush HaKra, it's Tavka Rechaim V'Rechev. But Rechaim V'Rechaim, you would not be over two unless you have two distinct Asrois. If you have one Asra, you're only going to be over one. And Taisis also on Kavtez Vavam at Beis, Taisis hangs over to Beis, over there he says, why you're over two? I should only be over one. Because he has two Shemus in the Torah, Rechaim V'Rechev. And we learn out L'Chayr, Kala Torah, all Kalim from Rechaim V'Rechev, the Shteit and Rishayim. So, in order to be over two, you have to be distinct like Rechaim V'Rechev. You have to be Kalim like Rechaim V'Rechev. That's how we know that when you take other Kalim, you're over two. So now the $1 million cash is a bizoy. So let's take this apart. Bishlam Rechaim V'Rechev. Rechev is on top, and the Rechaim is on bottom. Two distinct Kalim. You can't run a mill with two Rechaims or with two Rechevs. You have to have a Rechev and a Rechaim. So it's two distinct Kalim. You should be over two. But now when you get to a scissor, what's Pratna scissor? It's two sakinim, but they're the same keli. So I have two. But why should I be over two for? I'm taking Rechaim V'Rechaim. I'm taking two sakinim.
Rechaim is also one keli.
Rechaim V'Rechev function together to make one keli. But it has two distinct parts. One's a Rechaim, and one's a Rechev. It's two distinct parts. Sorry?
Two sakinim, so the Rechaim really two mills.
I don't think Rechaim Rechav are two stones. I don't think he could function a mill with two Rechaims or two Rechavs. You need one Rechaim and one Rechav. One, I don't know how they looked 100%, but they were different. One was called a Rechaim and one was called a Rechav. You can't it doesn't function with two rechanas, two rechanas. So they served a distinct purpose. Together, they needed to work together to make a mill, beseda. But each one was distinct, so it's distinct kelim. But scissors aren't distinct. Scissors are the same thing. Look, here are two halves. It's the same thing. What's going on? A temet baka. Temet baka. You have one yoke, another yoke, and then a third, and a fourth. You keep on attaching them. They're all identical. The exact same. So I took two tzimdei baka. So it's like I'm taking two sakinim. What's the chilek? Let me bring out the kash even stronger. The Gemara says, how do I know that by scissors and by tzimdei baka, or for that matter, any kalim that function together, over two, the Sifri says, Zal Lashon, Dr. Sifri, it's in Dvar Mreshayin Gimel, Ma rechayim verechev, Shehim yuchadim, distinct, miyuchadim, shame base kalim, av ko kalim, two, if they're considered two kalim, you're going to be over like scissors, and tamabaka, you're going to be over two. What does it mean, miyuchadim? What does the word miyuchadim mean? So if you look in Rabbeinu Hillel over there, he says miyuchadim means miyuchadim bakra, that the Torah designated these two, the Torah identified these two. They're miyuchadim bakra, you're over for rechaim verechav, av ko two kalim, you're going to be over two. That's the Rabbeinu Hillel's prat. The problem is that doesn't work in our Gemara, because the Gemara says the same lashon, but more. The Gemara in Kuf Tezayin Amar Aleph says, ma kalim, ma rechaim verechav shem miyuchadim shem beis kalim, av kol kalim, and it says, av kol dvarm, shehein beis kalim miyuchadim, you're going to be over two. Now, we're learning out to all the other kalim that are miyuchadim. All the other kalim are not written in the Torah. So what could miyuchadim mean then? So what I believe miyuchadim means is this nakuda. The miyuchadim, they're distinct from one another. They serve different purposes. Rechaim serves one purpose, and the rechav serves a different purpose. Just like rechaim v'rechav are miyuchadim, that they're two kalim, so to any two kalim that are miyuchadim, that are distinct from one another, you're going to be over two lavim. You're going to get two malkas. I think that's the makor of the Rambam, that the Rambam knew that it's dafka a different kalim. And I saw Baruch Hashem, the Zera Avram, he's a pirush on the Sefri, he teaches that in the Sefri. Miyuchadim means that they serve distinct purposes. They function, they do different malakas. They can only work together. But they serve. A rechaim is not a rechev, and a rechev is not a rechaim. They do different malachas, they're different minim, so therefore you're going to be over two.
Yeah, that's the question. You can't use one without the other.
You can't use one without the other, but they're distinct. A rechaim sits on the bottom, and a rechev sits on the top. So each one is a distinct keli. So now, Bezai Rabbi says, so the $1 million kasha, so what's going on with the sizzle? The two sizzles, the two halves of the sizzle are identical, and the tzimdei baka for sure identical. You have one yoke, and then another yoke, and a third yoke, and a fourth yoke. They're all identical. You just attach them all together. So they're all distinct from one another. So what's going on? How could you be able, if the Rambam, Toises, and Mavur, Minchas Kinnis, that's the Pshitas, that's only if you have distinct, different kalim, so how could the Mechaba continue and say by scissors, you have two, a bomb kasha? But the less Breira, I don't know if your Elam has a better Teretz form, but the less Breira, I think the Pshat is that it's true a scissor is composed of two identical knives, let's say. Credit, our knives now. Our scissor, one is sharp and one's not. But let's say in those days, they were two identical. The Temet Baka composed of two identical yokes. But Lemaisa Garet, if you have one yoke, you can't have a Temet. And in order to have a Temet, you need another yoke. You need something on the other side. If I'm on the left, I need someone on the right. If I'm on the right, I need something on the left to work. I cannot function as a tzemed without having the other part. A scissors is the same thing. Avada, let's say they're two identical knives. But each knife alone can't function as a scissor unless it has the other knife with it. So in economy, they're identical, but that's what makes it distinct. Because each one serves a different part of the collective scissor. If one is on top, then I need another one on the bottom. If one's on bottom, I need another one on top. So Avada, it's the same item, but it's not like two yoyres. Two yoyres, two pots. I'm just cooking and I'm cooking more. I'm doing the exact same thing. It's the same cooking. It's the same pot that cooks with. So having more pots is just doing the same thing many times. I'm not going to over another lav. If I have a pot and a scissor, so they do distinct things, then I'll be over additional lavim. A scissor, even though they're identical, but because they serve in this collective group, they serve a different function. One's cutting from the right, one's cutting from the left. That's what makes them distinct. One's on top, one's on bottom, one's on the right, one's on the left. So that's what makes them distinct. It's Eitzem and Bakur, the same thing. That's what gives them the it's a chiddush, but that's as I write, Shteitin Kelim Yuchadim, it's Miyuchid, because each one serves a different purpose when they are together. One's on the right, one's on the left. They need each other, and that's why they're unique. That's what gives them that distinctness. But Enochanam, if you just take two pots or two knives or two scissors for that matter, you're not going to be able to additional lavim for that second pair of scissors or that second knife or that second pot, because you need different minim to be over to. L'chay d'ashtet. I mean, it's a big chiddush, but l'chay d'ashtet. And if I'm right, then I can start clarifying, what about if you have a tzemet baka that has three yokes? I have a wide field. I need four, whatever it is. I need more than just two. So I know the first one needed the second, and the second needed the first. So that's what makes them distinct. But how is the third more distinct than the second? The second just allowed me to become a tzemed. The second enhanced my first that it's now a tzemed. But the third did the exact same thing like the second, just made it wider, larger. I got a wider pot, a larger pot. That third, l'chayra, I could hear both of it, but l'chayra, I could hear that the third is just another second. It's another add-on. It's just another way to have a larger tzemed. It's another, so for the third, I wouldn't be over a third love.
Why was the second? Maybe the first.
You
have one.
I'm telling you, because one, I can't have a tzemed. I can't run a tzemed with one. I know, but that's not a tzemed. A tzemed is when you have two, I can function together, I have a perfect row of plowing. So the first needs a second, so it's distinct that one's on the right, one's on the left. But the third one is also on the left, it's just two over on the left. So maybe that's not enough distinct from the second to be over a third life. I don't know. I didn't see.
One would be true if you had one that functioned on its own, you could attach a second one.
Yeah, but I don't know if it would work as a tzemet. A tzemet is when you're having a group of. All right, whatever. So I know it might be a chiddush, but the Maya says, so far I only saw everyone talks about over two. Whatever, you have a larger tzemet, will you be over three? Okay, fine.
How do you know which two?
How do you know which two if you have three together? I'm saying, okay, maybe you'll have to then have all three then. If I'm right, that you only have two b'chagam, then l'chayra, or maybe the last one that came on, that last one I don't need. The first two and the third one is just a repeat of the second. Or if you took two, so the third one you took, is it just a repeat of the second? Maybe, I don't know. I know it's a chiddush. Pasha Zavad, if you take three, you're going to be over three, and if you take four, you're going to be over four.
What would be the term of difference in terms of us rise? I'm asking you, don't take two, I took three, so you only have two lab, big deal.
How many malchus does the guy get?
Two.
Oh, I'm thinking, that's a trailer. Maybe he'll be over three. If he took three tzemets, he'll be over three.
Yeah, but according to you...
Oh, that's a chiddush I'm trying to say. I'm not convinced I'm right.
Who cares which one it is?
Like,
if you three, you're over two
lavin. Right, but let's say he took only two. Then we're over two lavin? Maybe I took the first and the third. And the third, but the third is only because the third is not a repeat of the second. No, but enough means if I take four. If let's say there are four tzemets, and I take three out of four... So you mean anyway? I'm going to be over two. And you mean mother shock? The third is only because of two. Okay, fine. Rabbi said, but the bottom line is okay. What comes out over here is you're just going back to the chiddush. The chiddush of this sif is two chumris here that you could be over multiple malkias. Sorry. Oh, which one you have a chiv chazar to? That would be enough kamina.
Yeah.
You have to return if he needs it. Only thing is, if he needs it, then you have to return all three. Even if it's not klei kol nefesh, if he needs it, if he's an oni, you have to give it back. So anyway, it's a chiv chazar. Depending on how you're passing. If you hold klei kol nefesh, you got to give back right away. Then it'll be a nafkamina. But if you hold klei kol nefesh, you only have to give it back b'shas malacha, like every other keli or kelei malbush. Then it won't be a nafkamina. If he needs, I got to give it back. Then if he doesn't need, I don't have to give it back. Then so that won't be a nafkamina. And Chazar says here, the bottom line is we have two chedushim in this machaber. So kum tois, when we were learning in Sivvav, we were learning about the lav of leisavei al beisai. That you now take any mashkin, not just klei konefesh. You now take any mashkin, right? So we mentioned over there many chumris, many dinim that the lav of lo yakwe rechaim verekav, the lav of konefesh is more chama than the lav of leisavei al beisai. We mentioned over there four chumris. Something like that. I don't know. There was a number of chumris. L'chayr, you could add this to the list. L'chayr, you should add this to the list. That b'negeya to l'yakva rechaim v'rechev, if you take two kelim b'vasachas with one asra, and you take a rechaim v'rechev with one asra, you're going to be able to lav him. in the two malkis. Meshkeim for the lav alisav al beisei, which doesn't have this chiddush akra, you're only going to be over one lav, because you have one lisav al beisei, one hasra. You did it all bevasakas, so even though I wiped the guy clean, I took 100 of his kalim bevasakas, I'm only going to get one lav. I did one loisav el beisai. There was only one asra. I'm going to only be over one lav. That's what it should come out. However, there's a mekeves hamishnah in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. He suggests Pshat Nerambam, he has a chiddush of Pshat Nerambam, and he wants to say that the lav of loisavai will also be over too, just like Rechaim Verechev. Why? The chol lavin de chavala is keshul adadi, because all the lavim of chavala are learned out one from the other. As I is mechadish mekeves a mishnah bedas Rambam. Everyone else learns a different shot in that Rambam. So he's, as it is luchar hashit is yochid bedava, and he's only thinking the Rambam, not in the Ravid. And then what he says that all lavim is keshul adadi luchar doesn't really add up, because there are many, like we said, there are many chalukim between the lav of eichel nefesh and the lav of lamasha. The lav of leisav el beisai. Shliach Bezin can't go into the house, but outside the house he's allowed to take. The lava of Eichel Nefesh, Avad is also even to take outside the house, even for Shliach Bezin. There are many nafkaminas, we don't learn out one from the other. So first punkt def is, if you see the chalik from one another, why are we learning this out? And I found what is a kli chemda, sorry, Chemdes Yisrael, the same author, Reb Dan Plotsky, Chemdes Yisrael, and Ner Mitzvah Samach Zayin, he says, B'negeh to the lavim of Almana, La'asakva Be'eged Almana, he says, if you take two begotten B'vasakas, you're only going to be over one, because that's chalak from the lav of Lo'yakva Rechaim Verechav, because only over here is a chiddush akra, that you're going to be over two lavim with two malkias. But for Be'eged Almana, you're only going to be over one. That's a chayor who adin for the lav of Lo'yakva Rechaim. The chayor also should only be over one. So it comes out we have another two chumris, we'll call it, for the lav of Layakwa Rakhim Varekav over the lav of Lisav El Bezai. There are two kulis as well. There's two kulis in the lav of Layakwa Rakhim Varekav. The moshe we had in Siftes, that if the lav is not using the keli, he's not using it, then you're allowed to take the clay eichel nefesh. Even if the lev is not using it, Havad, he's still not allowed to take it. He's still lev. He's not allowed to enter his house to take his keli. So there, leisav beisa will be a chumra. So yeah, it goes both ways. Most eichel nefesh is a chumra, but there you have a kula. If you hold like the Ramban and Rashba, that's only b'shas malacha, but at night, when it's not royal malacha, you're allowed to take eichel nefesh. So that's also a kula that eichel nefesh has. By lav sofa beis, it doesn't make a difference. B'shas malacha, not shas malacha, not royal malacha, doesn't make a difference. It's kula as a chumra. There are two distinct lavim here, and l'chayr, you should not be able to learn out one from the other. All right, we'll have to flesh it out more, but let's move on. Let's go on to Sif Yud Aleph. Oichel Nefesh. If you have Oichel Nefesh, Mutu Lemashkenoi, you're allowed to take the Oichel Nefesh themselves, food items. Uvavad, you're taking the wheat itself. Uvavad, Shayash, Loi, Hasidish, and Masadrin. As long as you give him enough to eat for 30 days, to share Siddha, you're allowed to take food. I now take clay Oichel Nefesh, because you now take a clay Oichel Nefesh. But food is not a problem. This is like the Sma, it's really to be shining him twice. Look at this massive cotton yud ches. The Dafka a clay Oichel Nefesh, Ekpida Torah. Dafka on a clay Oichel Nefesh, the Torah is Makbid. Shaboy Mishtadol on Nafshay Oichel Nefesh. Because with a kli eichel nefesh, you prepare the food, you process the food, or even eat the food from it. You have a bowl of cereal, so that bowl holds your cereal, that plate holds your cereal, or a pitcher holds your drink. So you're eating from those items, so that's also considered kli eichel nefesh. Ma'ashenkein eichel nefesh themselves, kugoyin lechem, u'basa, v'sheicha, shehu b'yodei b'en, me'akir shesidro, v'nikola lamed yoyim, it's not a problem. Lechem yodei ha'maisa, the b'toi klamen yom alolu, within 30 days, yasa malacha who continually work, v'yishtadu loy mezenis alachas man. So as long as you leave him 30 days worth of food, it's fine, because in the next 30 days, he'll be able to afford and to buy more food. So clay eichel nefesh is in the kuda, but not eichel nefesh itself.
Disposable, you're allowed to take because it's not loylam. Disposable dishes.
Oh, I don't know.
He says loylam.
I don't know what.
That's it's a minute
loylam. So it doesn't make a difference.
Person has enough 30 days in the clay eichel nefesh.
No, clay eichel nefesh not. No, the first is the chilek. No, that's what he means. First is because the chiddush akra is only by clay eichel nefesh. You have to be a keli. If you're not a keli, you're not oiva. Now. So a bezayi shayv should be able to clean the guy out in Gansin, take all his food, and I have to leave him for siddur because al zadin mesajin, you have to leave lam adjoim. But as the lav of the terek leichon nevja, vadi not going to be over if it's not a keli. Now, okay, whatever, you have to keep it, whatever the hukas mashkinah, in the khanami, you have to keep it and maintain it, whatever it is, in the khanami. In the khanami. But don't stay. Now,
what. I'm just discussing with them. Why are they not Kalim?
I don't know. I don't know, Rambay. Why? If you table it, you see that you table them, depending how disposable they are.
Assuming they're disposable, paper plates.
Okay, so you have to know. I mean, if you have these hard plastic things that they're disposable after 2 or 3 times, these aluminum bands, you dispose them after a few times, you have to be table them, right? So then they are Kalims. And anyone is.
Not.
Huh?
Good, but it's not.
If not, yes, and maybe if it doesn't have a shame kli. You want to say if it doesn't have a shame kli for tefillah, it won't have a shame kli for this. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure even then, even if it's disposable, the whole machlek is also what the halacha is. As long as it could last. Just you don't use it, that doesn't make it ice kli. Even if maybe you have to be tefillah all.
Can't last. Okay, fine.
Okay, so something which can't last, and I hear. So maybe it won't have a shen kli for that. Maybe it won't have the shen kli thing. I don't know. I don't know if they had such a musig. I mean, nothing lasted forever. So, you know, it's lasted more than once. You mean it's more than chayv pami. I don't know. I want to bring out Shtel on his other part of the Sma, which Kivyeg Shtel's on. Sma says two things. Either that you process the food, sheboy mishtadol al nafshei kol nefesh, you create, you make food from it, or you eat from it. The Sma is being machadish right now, that not only granaries and mills and pots that you cook with and a sakin that you shecht with, but even any other utensil that you just eat with, or holds food, stores food, doesn't process the food, but even stores food, is considered klayei kol nefesh. And that look is a big chiddush, because you look in the Rishonim, it's faket, the Rashbam above the Metzian, kuf yigimel mebeis, and the miyukas latam the Rashba and kuf tezayin mebeis, and the sefer Truman Shal of chelik vav sif gimel. I'm just giving a bunch of Rishonim, and the Magid Mishnah per gimel alaka hey, they all say lehedya, that if you have a tzluchis, if you have a kaisis and sakinim and ka'aris, if you have plates and pitchers and knives, the knives not that you use for shchi, because that prepares, that makshir the food. But the knife that I cut with just that I could, it's an eating utensil, just I could eat with, or my cups, loy havi kleya konefesh. They say, lehed, it's not ayukal nefesh. Ayukal nefesh is only kalim which are if they prepare the food, they process the food, that's klei kol nefesh. But just items and utensils that come in contact with food or store food, that's not klei kol nefesh. Arevi is the bowl that used to be lush the dough in. So you're processing the food. I'm taking flour and water, and I'm now creating a dough. That's the next step in making bread. So I'm processing the food in this kli. So that's good. But spoons and forks, l'chayre not, that shouldn't be klei kol nefesh. And I believe that it's a mechaba. Look back at the mechaba in Sifches. Mechaba says, kelim shoyz mei kol nefesh. She'amru, haynu shoyz mei kol nefesh mamish, kegoyin. And now he gives example. What are his examples? Rechayim, Revis, V'yoyris, Shemavashlim ben, that they cook in it. He said, V'sakin shoshchita. Why didn't you say any sakin? No, Stavka sakin shoshchita. The Mishonim say this. Stavka sakin shoshchita, because sakin shoshchita is makshe the bus. Until now it was treif, and now it's kosher. So, right? So, I'm even Menachai now becomes kosher. So, I'm being makshe with that shchita. So, it's a sakin, it's a keli, which is makshe and masakin the food. But stam sakin is not going to be koyach
ha-nefesh. Well, Sma doesn't say that. Sma is the
they eat from it. A vessel they eat from.
You could ask a knife and fork he wasn't.
I know, but I don't know if there's any difference between that. Okay, but let's say, I don't know, because if you don't need it to be makshir, it. Right?
Therefore, forks.
He never said that. I just said,
now, if you look in the Targum Unklis and the Targum Ben Yonis and Menazil, they also say the lashon is. What's ki nefesh hu chayva mean? Zog the Targum, the behen misavid mazoin l'chol nafsho. The behen misavid mazoin. In them misavid, I don't know the exact type of misavid, sounds like it's created, it's made. The behen misavid mazoin, it's made in them. Not that they just store food or you use it for food. It has to be misavid mazoin, it has to prepare the food, it has to make the food, create the food. That's what you're going to be over. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger, a few pages later, it's going on this mat, says over there, Shaksif Yudches, but really means Masim Gan Yudches. He argues, I mean, Rabbi, he's Ma'ira on this mat, that where does this mat get this from? L'chayt Rava mat gets fakir. And then he says, but you should know, in the Lashon HaTorah is mashma like this mat, because the Torah brings down the Shitas Rama, which talks about Klei Umnes. We don't go with that Shita, but that's the other Shita, that all Klei Umnes is in Klei HaKanevish, Toik Dvarav, the Rama says, not only Ka'aris, but any Kli Umnes. So you see, L'chayr is Akir Kivega, that he learned that Ka'aris would be considered Kli HaKanevish, even L'didan, even with our Shita, even if you don't need Klei Umnes, you need Klei HaKanevish, Ka'aris and Kaisis and these Tzluchas would be considered Kli HaKanevish. That's the Kivega's.
Why?
When the Rama brings it down, Rama says, "Loi mi boy ka'aris and tzluchas and kaisis are considered klei ekonevish, but all klei umnis are considered klei ekonevish." Sorry.
Oh,
for a restaurant, but still they don't make the food in these kalim.
No,
oh, because it's a klei umnis. Oh, because for them it's a klei umnis. Yeah, I know, but it doesn't sound like that in the Rama. It sounds like he's talking l'didan. Not only that, which is of course klei ekel nefesh without the chiddush klei umnis, but even shar klei umnis is also klei ekel nefesh. So kiveg is medai the vice dois. He has a tour, but it's going against all the rishon that we have. I haven't found any other rishon that goes like that. If you look la halacha, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav in his Hilchos Avot Siftes, he says. B'pshit is not like this ma, doesn't even quote this ma. It says, avad it only if it's makshah and mechin doichon nefesh, if not, just tzluchas and karis and kaisis not. And he says, in Toich Dvar, he says, and even in the tour, don't say, oh, you have a mashmois in the tour's Rama, because the tour argues with the Rama. Now, the Torah only argues that Ma b'negei to klei umnis, but if I say he holds that the Rama made like Moshe saying that the Rama was going l'shitase, but we l'didan that we don't go like the Rama, we hold it's nothing to do with klei umnis. He need klei konavish, so he has to prepare the food. And la lokal ma'isi pasin vadi allowed to take a fork, a knife, a plate that doesn't prepare the food. It's not a problem. Like come out every single region. So la lokal, I mean, we're dealing with a lav derais. It's a little scary. The Aruch HaShulchan over here in Sefer Aleph goes straight with the Sma. So, like, it comes in terms of the poison. You have a Shulchan Aruch Harav, Bepshit is not like the Sma. You have a Aruch HaShulchan, Bepshit is like the Sma. Neither one mentions the Sma. But I have this Shaila. But Rishonim wise, Rubim Kekulim all say not like the Sma. Now, Laka, maybe it's fake at the Dina. It should be Safek the Reis Lachumim. It should be, I don't know, at least maybe not to do. If you did it, you'll have a Kinin in it. But maybe not to do it, to be Choshish for the Sma and the Aruch HaShulchan Shita is love. But the Shulchan Aruch is the Mavu like that, right? Why does Shulchan Aruch say Sakat Shosh Chita for?
Just like by Mechresha, there's a step back that it's not so close to the food.
Could, but at least it's a Kli that only for the Chiddush Shabbat, that even a second Shosh Chita. It doesn't say Af, does it? 1 second. No, it just says second Shosh Chita. Don't say V'sakin Afilu Shosh Chita. It should say, Sakin, every Sakin, Afilu Shoshkita. It's Sakin Shoshkita, Dafka Shoshkita, because if it's not Shoshkita, it doesn't prepare the food. He won't be over.
But
that's
it. You've got to be fair. She says, Hainu Shoshkita, Boyer Konev, you
don't want the Sakin Shoshkita. That it makes, I mean, the same day, Hainu Shoshkita, Boyer Konev, that it makes like the Targum, the Mesavid man. It makes the Konev, it prepares it, it's Mesavid, Hanami. So, Chaira, I don't know what happened here with this. I'm into Sant, I guess it's coming from the two. Sorry?
So it makes a nether not to take maishan from Mechaveira.
Right.
It includes even all clay umnis.
And that grad, the Riyaz brings a rai from the Atreshitas Ramah. But if you look in the Gemara Nadarma, it doesn't sound like that. No. The Gemara Nadarma asked the Kasha, what do you mean? It's not Klei HaKol Nefesh. The Gemara says, no, because I said I can't have any Kaleh that from thee I'll be Mishana and have Hano of HaKol Nefesh. But right there, without that, Pshat Nemishas, I wouldn't be us on all those Kaleh. All right. Another Nakuda, what you should take out, which is interesting, it's Kumtois. It's a part of the thing, but when the Torah is mechadish, le'ak b'rechaim v'rechav, that is dafka by klei konefesh, there's really two chedushim here. Dafka, a keli which does a konefesh, it's one chedush, and more fundamental, dafka a keli. It's not a keli, you're not over. If it's food, even though it's a konefesh, but if it's not a keli which makes a konefesh, you're not over. You need to be a keli. And I want to bring out the chedush a little bit more. There's a Taisis in Bava Matik of Taisvava Min Aleph, Taisis Mavur, that if you'll take a half a Rechayim, or a half a rechev, or a half a keli. I'll take this pot, and I don't know, I'll cut the pot in half, and only take half the pot. I won't be over the lav yet. Because, Taisa says, the mashal, without the chiddush akrah, that rechaim verechev, when they serve one function, are considered distinct two kelim, so Taisa says, I would have thought, without the pasuk, I would say, that if you only took the rechaim, you wouldn't be over yet. Because I didn't take the whole mill yet. I only took one half. In order to be over, you need to take a whole rechaim. The whole functioning rechaim. If I only take half, I only take the rechav, I won't be over. Don't state in the chiddush akrah, no, it's distinct. You have a rechaim and a rechav because it's two distinct kelim. But still, I have to take then at least the whole rechaim or the whole rechav. I have to take the whole kelim. Each one is distinct. Good. But I got to take its whole kli. If I'll take a half a kli, I wouldn't be over a lav. If I'll take, let's say this rechaim rechav is galgalim and the seiviv and all the other things, if I'll take a part of it, I wouldn't be over the lav. I have to take bedafka the whole keli, even if or it's distinct part of the keli. If it has a shem b'fnatzah, has a kli b'fnatzah, then I'll be over. But a half a kli, I will not be over because that state it has to be also a kli. Memela not oichan nefesh. That lechayra. Now lemarshal, what would be by the lav of leisava el beisai? We don't need klei echon nefesh, but by some basis, does it have to dafka be a kli? If I'll take a half a keli, I'll take half your watch, will I be over the lav of leisavei el beisai? Sorry? So where does Zayini keli? And echonami. So lechayra, that's pasha. So lechayra should be that for the lav of leisavei el beisai, you don't even need a keli. The mosha, by the lav of leisavei el beisai, if you take food, Havadi can behave the lab. You don't need a keli oichon nefesh. Even oichon nefesh is good. So lechay, if you take a half a keli, you should also be oiva. And lechay,
half a keli is not an entity. Who's an entity? He goes a guest into the house. Half a keli is not a keli. Nothing.
Half a keli is not a keli. Not because it's a shame kli, because then it's not an entity. No, but I'm saying, but you're also being moided that you don't have the chiddush akrah that you need a keli. It's not a keli. But you want to say chach in svara, you should have to take a davar shalim. And if it's not a davar shalim, maybe you won't be able to love a leisava basically. Sorry?
Well, it's only even if you just keep a chedron what he has.
That's a different notion because you're not b'chutz tamoid and you're going in. But the love of leisava basically is only if you take something. If I close this door, I won't be over the lot. It's only if I take something.
What's the jump of fruit? What's the difference? Clean, not clean. That's his kind. It's not going on the field here.
So you don't need it. You don't need clean, but maybe he's suggesting maybe you need a double shalom. So I wanted to tell you like this. Just hear me out. Hold on. If you're right that you need a double shalom, then it'll be a very nice cheshbon. If you remember, let's go back to Sivava a bit. Sivava was talking about where the guy had a house, the house had a rechayim, and he closed the doors to the Rechayim. He wasn't over anything. I mean, he was over Gzela, Mazik, but he wasn't over the lava of Mashkin because he didn't take the Mashkin. In order to be over, you have to take it. You didn't take it. I just prevent you from getting in. I locked the door. So I'm not over anything. Then went ahead, and a Bakarka also, you're not over, right? The Mechaber says Bakarka, you can have a Mashkin Bakarka, so Kozman, it's Karka, you're not going to be over. But then, state at the end of the Mechaber, if you toilish the Rechayim he'ol yoyna, oy ha-bazel, va-seivev, va-galgalim, kranasu mutaltalim, they turn now into mutaltalim, because I was toilish them, v'yesh lem din klei echon nefesh, and they have a din klei echon nefesh, and now, shteten ur-shayinim mefurish, not like this one over there, Ramban and the Baal HaTshumis and the Namuk Yosef, that you're going to be over the lav of Loyachbo Rechaim Verechav, because now it turned into Motaltalin, you have a Kinyan Mashkin in it, and it is a Rechaim, so you're going to be over the lav of Loyachbo Rechaim Verechav. Those state in the Mechava. So we were bothered over there we were bothered. Say a bigger chiddush. Say once you made it into metaltalin, not only do you have a kinyan mashkin in it, and not only over the lav of loyak v'rechaim v'rechav, but you should also now be over the lav of leisav el beisai. The fundamental lav of taking a mashkin, I should be over. I'm now allowed to go into your house. I went into your granary, I went into your place, and I took away the rechaim el yayna. So chay should be over that lav too. I mean, much it. Maybe it's lav dafka, maybe over that lav too. Why the Ramban and all the Shenim didn't discuss it? Maybe they were focusing on the lav of Eichon Nefesh. I don't know. We try to get out of it, but b'lechayro, pashtas, you should be over that lav as well. But if you're right, that you have to be a dover shalom to be over, and the chiddush akra le'akva rechaim v'rechev, when you have two distinct halves, is only b'chiddush of the lav of le'akva rechaim v'rechev, not like the Mekevitz and Mishnah, but by the lav of le'sav el beisai, you will not be over too. It's not, we don't look at the Rechaim V'Rechav as two distinct kelim. It's all makes up. It's considered one big kli. So it should come out, Rabbi said, if a guy takes only the Rechaim Ha'ol Yaino, he will not be able to love a list of El Beisai. Because the Chiddush Akra, to view them as two distinct kelim, was only said by the Rav of the Yakvo Rechaim V'Rechav. So kli Erkon Nefesh, he will be over because he took a keli which is distinct to be a keli of Erkon Nefesh. But to be over the lav of Leisav El Beisai, only took a half a keli. I took only a half of this mill, so I shouldn't be over the lav at all. Because I need a davar shalem. Leisav El
Beisai doesn't say the kli, so why should it be different from Gnevim? You said there was a kli that I can...
I hear Chedron, but he was just suggesting that maybe Chutz, you need a full mashkin, a davar shalem. Where do you see that? I hear, okay, I hear.
Fine.
Sorry? Right. Lesavet avaitai. So maybe avait means a davar shalem. It has to be a full avot. It has to be a full mashkin. If you take a half a mashkin, maybe that not. If that would be the case, a chinu ladin, a geshmak apshat, over there in the Rishonim, that's why they said you only have the lav of a clear konefesh and not the other lav, because the other lav is not negeah. Because there's never chiddush akra but negeah to the lav of lesavah beisai. And you only took a half, I think, so you won't be over. It's like tesis is havamina. That without the chak rechaim v'rech, without the chiddush akra, if you only took the rechaim, you won't be over anything. Well, that still is the same halacha, perhaps, by Leisavei El Beis.
You see, a mashkin could be a handle of an axe. So you see, it doesn't have to be a full clay.
How do you see that?
What about the Gemara? It's true. It's a Gemara with a face. Half an axe, he lost it. On the whole mashkin, the whole dead is cancer.
I know, but how do you know that you're able to love Leisavei El Beisai?
No,
it shows it has a shame mashkin. Avada has a shame mashkin. Well, look, but maybe for the lav, it has to be a full of it. It has to be a davar shalem. To be over that lav, a kosher has to be a davar shalem. It won't have to be a kli, but it has to be a davar shalem. Maybe if it's not a davar shalem, you won't be over the lav. Lemaisa is, I found Rishonim not like this. The Rishonim say like you. The Rishonim, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah Simulanil, a Rad, and a Muki Yosef. When the Gemara says in Rabbi Yehuda, when you take a rechaim, you over olav, and you take a rechav, you over olav, one for layak berechaim, and another one for layak berechav, frektri shainim, lechay, should be over two lavim. Should be layak berechaim, and leisav obeisai, and if you take the rechav, you should be over two lavim. Layak berechav, and leisav obeisai. And they say, in echanaim, but lavdavka, the Gemara wasn't focusing on the lav of leisav obeisai, but only focusing on the lav of layak berechaim, the rechav. But there's state mefurish in these rishonim that if you take only the rechayim, you can be over not only the lav of leak berechayim, but you can be over the lav of leisav obeisai. So the chay, you see that by leisav obeisai, you don't need a shame kli. Even a half a kli is enough to be over the lav. Mamela, not like lechay what you're saying. I'm saying you don't need a kli, and even a half a thing is also good. Mamela, back again, shvel over there in tzivav when the Ramban and Bukhiyas over there when the whole handling lerav leak berechayim berechav. Lechay, once you tell it, you should be over the lav of leisav obeisai as well. I know, but a rechev is be'etzim not a kli. It's only the chiddush akra for le'akar rechaim rechev that makes it a kli. But otherwise, it's not considered a kli. You mean when it's not b'shas malacha? If it's not, but like b'negeh t'tumma, when it's not b'shas malacha, it has the same kli b'v'ne'atzai, I hear. So, and they're talking about the Gemara, so one day they're talking about b'shas malacha, b'mele, that's why the Gemara is dafka. I'm only able to love le'akar rechaim, but I won't be able to love le'atzav al-beisai, because I only took a half a kli. Now, it might sound like for them that no matter what, I'm going to be over the lav of Leisav HaBeisai. I don't need a davar shalem for the lav of Leisav HaBeisai. All right, we're running out of time. I just want to be Messiah. Last week, Mr. Schwartz asked the following Shiloh, and I just want to bring it out. L'chayra, a simple cheshbon, a simple teretz. He asked the following. Minchas Chinuch says, if a guy takes Rechaim V'Rechev, and only so he's over two lavim, and he gets two malkis, and he only returns one, the Rechaim or the Rechev, he's still going to get two malkus, because to the extent he didn't return something that's functional, he only returned the rechaim, the guy can't use the rechaim, then l'chayro, he still has the two lavim without a good hashav at all. It's as if he didn't return anything. It's as if he returned a broken rechaim. It doesn't work. So if that's the case, it's still be over two lavim. That's exactly what Chris Chinuch. Mr. Schwartz, he has a falim shalom. So let's work it the other way around. If a guy only takes the rechaim, Shaitan and Gemara, he's only over one. And if he takes only the rechaim, he's only over one. In fact, that to the extent when I took the rechaim, I now made both the rechaim and the rechav not functional. I stirred two kalim with taking that mashkin. So lechera, the same cheshbon inversed of the Minchas Chinuch. I should now be over two lavim. I took a rechaim that stirred the rechaim and the rechav's klei echol nefesh. So let me be over two.
Lock the door.
So lechera, that's the pashup shot. Is that enochanami? and Avada shtered both. But Lamaisa, I only took one. If I only took one, I could only be able one. It's just Mamish, just like the case when I locked the duan Rechaim Verechav, and I shtered both. I'm not even anything. So when I took the Rechaim, I took the Rechaim and klapped the Rechav, I locked the duan the Rechav. I shtered the Rechav. But to the extent I didn't take the Rechav, I didn't make a Maisa Kinin and a Mashkin in the Rechav, I can't be over the Lav in that Rechav. The Lav is only when you take the Mashkin. So Chayis Pashit, Lechayra. I mean, maybe that's the Chiddush of Gemara. Shlomi, you asked last week, what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? They only over one. What's the Chiddush? I got the Ponim Yafis, is the Kash Gemara. What's the Chiddush? Lechayra. Maybe that's enough for a Chiddush to tell me that you only over one because I didn't mamish take it. I mean, I could argue with this. I could be Mechale. For sure, when I locked the door, I didn't take anything. I didn't do a Maisa Memashkin at all. Here, I did a Maisa Natila. I took a keli, I did a mice and mashkin, which stared to klei konavish. So maybe that's enough to be over both. No, does state not that that's the chiddush of gemara. That no, in order to be over, I have to be over by taking the mashkin, and I only took one kli, so I can only be over one lav, not two lavim. Okay, maybe that was the chiddush of the gemara. Well, the teretz is a part of the teretz. All right, rabbis, we're gonna have to stop over here. All right, oit chazayin, belina the up to sif yud beis. All right, a good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.